This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. President Draupadi Murmu conferred the Pradhan Mantri Rashtriya Bal Puraskar on the occasion of Veer Bal Divas in New Delhi today. This year, 20 children from 18 states and union territories have been awarded for demonstrating outstanding achievements. Speaking on the occasion, the president said the awards will encourage the recipients and also inspire children across the country. President Murmu noted that the award-winning children have made extraordinary contributions in various fields, including bravery, art and culture, environment, innovation and science and technology.
आप जैसे वीर और प्रतिभाशाली बच्चे निरंतर अच्छा काम करते रहेंगे, ये तो शुरुआत है। जिंदगी बहुत उड़ान करने के लिए बाकी है। मुझे लगता है आपके प्रतिभा से भारत जरूर उत्साहित होगा और बहुत सारे बच्चे आपको फॉलो करेंगे, वो भी अपना अपना हुनर दिखाने के लिए वो भी प्रयास जरूर करेंगे।
Later in the day, Prime Minister Narendra Modi will also address the children and youth at a national level program of Veer Bal Divas at Bharat Mandapam. Awardees of the Pradhan Mantri Rashtriya Bal Puraskar will also be present during the program. On the occasion of Veer Bal Divas, Prime Minister Narendra Modi recalled the sacrifice of the brave Sahibzades. In a social media post, Mr. Modi remembered the unshakable faith of Mata Gujri Ji and the immortal teachings of Sri Guru Gobind Singh Ji, and noted that the day is associated with courage, conviction and righteousness. The Prime Minister underlined that the lives and ideals of the Sahibzades will continue to motivate people for generations. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said his government is committed to enhancing ease of living and the reform trajectory will continue with even more vigour in the coming times. Sharing a post of MyGov India on social media, Mr. Modi highlighted how 2025 marked a clear shift in governance with reforms focused on outcomes, not complexity. He underlined that simpler tax laws, faster dispute resolution, modern labour codes and decriminalised compliance reduced friction for citizens and businesses alike. The Prime Minister added that his government's emphasis was on trust, predictability and long-term growth, showing how well-designed policy can quietly improve everyday life. Prime Minister Modi will chair the three-day 5th National Conference of Chief Secretaries in New Delhi beginning today. Mr. Modi will chair the conference tomorrow and the day after. The conference marks another important milestone in strengthening centre-state partnership through structured and sustained dialogue on national development priorities. Anchored in the Prime Minister's vision of cooperative federalism, the conference serves as a forum where centre and states collaborate, designing a unified roadmap to maximise India's human capital potential and accelerate inclusive, future-ready growth. The Railways has rationalised its passenger fare structure with effect from today, with the objective of balancing affordability for passengers and sustainability of operations. Under the revised fare structure, there is no change in fares for suburban services and season tickets, including both suburban and non-suburban routes. The revised fares are applicable only on tickets booked on or after today. Tickets booked before will not attract any additional charges, even if the journey is undertaken after the effective date. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has commended the release of the Constitution of India in the Santhali language by President Draupadi Murmu. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said this will help deepen constitutional awareness and democratic participation. Bangladesh's deposed Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina has said the Muhammad Yunus-led interim government is perpetrating unspeakable atrocities against non-Muslims in Bangladesh. The 78-year-old Awami League leader said that the current ruling group, which has seized power illegally, is setting horrific precedents, such as burning religious minorities to death, in an apparent reference to the lynching of a Hindu man in Bangladesh last week. The nation is remembering Shaheed Udham Singh on his 126th birth anniversary today. Born in 1899, on this day in Sunam village of Punjab in undivided India, revolutionary freedom fighter avenged the Jallianwala Bagh massacre. And with that, we end this news bulletin.